Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Masters of Private Equity and Venture Capital by Robert Finkel, written with David Greising. Is an interview-based business and investing book that aims to translate the experience of early leaders in private investing into practical management lessons. Rather than presenting a single academic model, the book draws on conversations with 10 veteran practitioners from private equity and venture capital and organizes their insights into themes that matter in real deals. Across the stories, the focus stays on how investors identify opportunity, evaluate leaders, and then help portfolio companies improve performance after the check is written. The result is part industry history and part playbook, with attention to management selection, market and product expansion, operational value creation, monitoring, and risk awareness. It is designed for readers who want a grounded view of how experienced investors think about building value over time, including how governance, incentives, and hands-on support shape outcomes in both growth-oriented venture settings and later-stage private equity contexts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, selecting and partnering with management teams. A central lesson in the book is that returns in private investing are tightly linked to people decisions, especially the selection and support of leadership teams. Through interview-driven examples, the authors emphasize how experienced investors evaluate a management team beyond a pitch, looking for operating judgment, integrity, adaptability, and the ability to recruit talent as the business scales. The discussion also highlights the practical reality that a strong investment thesis can fail if the leadership cannot execute, while a capable team can sometimes redirect a company toward better markets or products. The book explores how top investors structure the working relationship with executives, balancing oversight with trust and avoiding the twin traps of absentee ownership and micromanagement. Another recurring theme is the role of the board and investor network in enabling management rather than replacing it by providing introductions, strategic sounding boards, and help with key hires. While venture and private equity may differ in stage and cadence, the underlying management lesson remains consistent. The investor adds value by building an effective partnership and making leadership decisions early, deliberately, and with clear expectations. Secondly, sourcing deals and pioneering new markets. The book portrays deal flow as a craft shaped by reputation, relationships, and a willingness to move into emerging spaces before they are widely accepted. The interviewed pioneers describe how opportunities often appear first at the margins, new technologies, underserved customer segments, or industries in transition where traditional financing is cautious. Within that context, readers see how investors develop pattern recognition without relying on rigid formulas, combining curiosity with disciplined screening. The book also underscores that pioneering does not mean chasing novelty for its own sake. Instead, the investors stress understanding what creates durable advantage, such as distribution, switching costs, or operational know-how, and then using that understanding to underwrite growth. For private equity, this can mean identifying subsectors where professionalization and consolidation can unlock value. For venture capital, it can mean backing founders who are creating new categories while building the governance and support needed to survive uncertainty across both. The book reinforces that sourcing and market selection are linked. The best firms build networks that surface distinctive opportunities, then develop a point of view about where value is likely to be created next. Thirdly, operational value creation after the investment. A defining theme is that private investing is not only about buying well, it is also about building better businesses. The interviews highlight how experienced investors think in operational levers, improving pricing discipline, strengthening sales execution, upgrading financial controls, and focusing management attention on the handful of drivers that most affect cash flow and growth. The book frames this as a collaborative process where the investor contributes perspective, accountability, and resources while management owns day-to-day execution. It also shows that value creation efforts vary by context. In later stage private equity, operational improvements may involve cost structure, working capital management, add-on acquisitions, or professionalizing systems to support scale. In venture settings, the emphasis may be on product market fit, talent, and the transition from founder-led improvisation to repeatable processes. Importantly, the book connects operational work to governance clear goals, measurable milestones, and a cadence of review help keep teams aligned while allowing flexibility as conditions change. Taken together, these lessons position operational involvement as a differentiator, albeit not a slogan, and encourage readers to view portfolio support as an intentional strategy rather than an ad hoc reaction to problems. Fourthly, governance, incentives, and performance monitoring. The Masters of Private Equity and Venture Capital treats governance as a practical tool for alignment. especially when investors and managers must make high-stakes decisions under uncertainty. The book describes how seasoned investors use boards, reporting, and milestone tracking to create transparency and accelerate learning, rather than simply to control. A recurring point is that incentives matter because private investments are long duration, and outcomes depend on sustained execution. The interviews discuss structuring management ownership and compensation in ways that reward value creation while discouraging short-term behavior that may inflate near-term optics. At the expense of durable performance, monitoring is presented as both quantitative and qualitative. Investors pay attention to metrics like revenue quality, margins, cash generation, and customer concentration, but they also watch leading indicators such as sales pipeline health, product progress, and leadership cohesion. The goal is early detection of variance so that course corrections can be made while options still exist. The book also suggests that governance differs across venture and buyout contexts, but the principle remains good monitoring creates a shared language for decision making, clarifies responsibility, and reduces surprises. In this framing, governance is not bureaucracy, it is an operating system for investor-manager collaboration. Lastly, risk thinking, downside awareness, and exit discipline. Another important thread is that successful private investing requires explicit attention to downside as well as upside. The book discusses how experienced practitioners approach uncertainty by challenging assumptions, considering adverse scenarios, and building plans that preserve flexibility. Rather than relying on optimism or a single forecast, the interviews highlight the value of structured risk review and ongoing reassessment as new information arrives. Readers also encounter the idea that risk management is tied to the investment structure and the operating plan leverage levels, growth expectations, and capital needs should match the stability of the business and the realism of execution capacity. The book further connects risk awareness to exit thinking. Even early in an investment, disciplined investors consider what a plausible path to liquidity looks like, who the likely acquirers or public market buyers might be, and what operational milestones would make the company attractive at exit. This is not portrayed as short-term flipping, but as strategic clarity that informs priorities and capital allocation. By combining downside awareness with exit discipline, the book encourages an investor mindset that prizes resilience investing in companies that can endure inevitable surprises and still create value on a credible timeline. In conclusion, this book best serves readers who want to learn how private equity and venture capital professionals actually work, especially the management and operating choices that sit behind returns. Private investors, aspiring deal professionals, founders who will partner with institutional capital, and MBA students studying private markets can all benefit from its interview-based format, which surfaces judgment calls and trade-offs that are often missing from purely theoretical treatments. The practical value comes from seeing repeated emphasis on management selection, governance, and operational improvement, areas where outcomes are shaped as much by behavior and process as by spreadsheets. It also offers an accessible historical lens on how early leaders built approaches that later became standard practice in private markets. Compared with many books that focus narrowly on term sheets, financial engineering, or high-level market commentary, The Masters of Private Equity and Venture Capital differentiates itself by centering the investor-manager relationship and the work of building better companies after investing. Its variety of viewpoints helps readers understand that there is no single correct style, but there are consistent principles align incentives, insist on clarity, support strong leaders, and manage risk with discipline. Even if some examples reflect an earlier era, the core management lessons remain relevant because they address enduring challenges of ownership, execution, and value creation. If you would like to support Finkl, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.